difference at Henrik Honda easily.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, I'm going to finish the tweet off here with Gary. So tell us about what's going on.
You're still texting with old Gary from Greensboro, huh? You got to love that. Welcome back to hour number two of the Mickey Plyler Show. Very excited to have you with us. If you'd like to get in this morning, we would love to hear from you on we're calling it our second reaction Monday of the week. Of course, we had yesterday off. Hope you had a wonderful New Year's and celebrating with family and friends and rang it in style and not passed out on the couch at 10:30 because you couldn't quite make it to midnight. But if you'd like to get in with us today, you can get in on our text line at 986-1566. Or, of course, you can call our Northern Communications phone line, 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. And we'd love to hear from you a little bit today. Now, Mickey, I see that you sent another text here, and I'll get through your paragraphs of a response in a second. But what's happening, buddy? What's going on?
Well, Gary said, my mom let me text one more time before he takes the phone back. And he says, when y'all get done salivating over a non-ACC team, what they did against Georgia, please cover how the ACC did against Texas A&M. As usual, they were dominated. We could use that excuse that all those players sat out for NC State and didn't set out for Texas A&M, but I don't do that. And what I answered back was that we don't pull for the ACC. At Clemson, we couldn't care less about what the ACC does. We're not that weak. Our program is strong enough to stand on its own. We don't have to round 13 other teams. We pull for one team and care about what one team does. We don't need that weak-ass excuse of conference stuff that you play. No one, okay, yay Vanderbilt. We got to really pull for Vanderbilt in this one. I'll tell you this. Mr. Or 24, as far as the ACC-SEC thing goes, I think Clemson fans yesterday were pulling for Kentucky. Hear me out. Right now you might go, why? That's the SEC. They don't care about the conference stuff. Clemson recruits more against Penn State than they do Kentucky. Tigers last year went head-to-head on several guys. This year went head-to-head on several guys. Next year we'll go on several more guys with Penn State than Kentucky. So Clemson fans were pulling for Kentucky yesterday. Just a little thought there. So Paul and Ennery has for us on a reaction Wednesday, 654 Roar. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
All right, buddy. You're exactly right, Mickey. We don't pull for our conference.
No, we're not that weak. Our program is good enough to stand on its own two legs and not the two legs of 13 others. Not the other 26 legs you have to try to stand on.
That's exactly right, Mickey. I'm glad you said that. But anyway, you know, all the talk early in the season, Clemson hadn't played anybody and whatever. I think we're going to wind up playing at least one team that's going to be in the top 10, and maybe Syracuse might be in that dirty dozen, and Texas A&M may even be up there. I mean, I know we beat three teams now in the top 15. You know, you got to wait the end of the season before you start talking, you know, about people's schedule. Just see where those teams finish. You know, that's three teams I know it's going to be in at least the top 15. So I just want to put that to rest. But you know, I think it's just the fans. It's Georgia that's saying all this. You know, well, we didn't want to be there. Because did you hear them? They were talking about the interview with one of the defensive players for Georgia, and he said, hey, I'm tired of hearing that stuff about, you know, we deserve to be in. He said if we would have beat LSU and held on to the league at Georgia, we would have been in there. He said, I'm just tired of hearing. I think it's mostly the fans. I think the players, you know, it's the Sugar Bowl, like Bobby said. It's the Sugar Bowl. It's not the Belt Bowl. I could see maybe them going to the Belt Bowl or something like that they wouldn't be up red. But you're talking about the Sugar Bowl, which is one of the top bowls that they are in. It's great to have a Sugar Bowl trophy sitting in your trophy case. But you know what you should do, Mickey? Every Monday after bowl season or big game season, you ought to just come in, get your Chick-fil-A sandwich, sit down, drink your cup of coffee, and stick in the tapes from the Georgia fans for the last 15 years and just listen to them. That way, the first hour of your show, you wouldn't have to worry about it. You eat your breakfast and take care of everything.
I just,
same old stuff year in, year in and year out. Same. I got a tweet this morning. Well, we just wait the next September. Boy, Georgia's going to be tough. I just went back. Yep, I've heard it for the last 15 years. But I just think it's hilarious that they got put in their place last night. But I'm just waiting on Monday. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be like, you know, in the 40s or whatever. I think it's going to be something like maybe 34 to 28, and I think we'll pull it out. I just think that Oklahoma proved that that Alabama could be scored on, and so did Georgia. Can you imagine our defensive line against that Georgia team with that statue they got back there at quarterback? How many times he probably would have got sacked? I mean, I don't even think it would have been a Notre Dame game if we'd played Georgia. I don't think they'd give us no better game than Georgia did. I mean, Notre Dame did, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well,
but, Mickey, have a good one.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. No, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Death taxes and high preseason expectations for Georgia. I think I finally won Twitter. I mean, I won text with our Gamecock friend. I think I finally won that one. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Zach? By the way, I'm talking about Zero Res and Zero Res Greenville. At Zero Res, here's what I'm telling you right now. 558-7300, 558-7300. The bottom line is this now. New carpets, new year. Get 2019 started off right. At Zero Res, clean with power water, clean with no soap, clean with no residue, clean with no harsh chemicals. Right now, 3 rooms of carpet plus a free hallway sanitized. How about for just $109 when you mention my name, Mickey? Call now, book now, 558-7300, 558-7300, or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. I think I finally won the battle, Mr. War 24. He keeps answering phone calls. Ready? In response, Zach, to what non-ACC team did against Georgia and wanting to know how the ACC did against Texas A&M, my final, I think the death blow comes when you text back that I know how one ACC team did against your team when he got embarrassed by Powerhouse Virginia 28-0. Weak, bruh. Very weak. What does it say about Gamecock Gary from Greensboro, North Carolina, that he texts in about A&M and NC State, takes up for Georgia, but does not text anything about his one team that got beat by 28 to a Coastal Division flunky in Virginia. Ouch. There are certain times where you just shut your mouth and be humbled and just go back to work and just try to do better rather than continuing to embarrass yourself. Snaphook is up next. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, fellas. Happy New Year to y'all.
You too, my friend. You too.
Man, I woke up this morning finally going back to work for the, you know, first time in like 12 days. Mickey, there's something happened this morning, man. I couldn't cinch my belt down as far as I used to. I had to use a different belt loop.
I told my wife yesterday that after this unbelievable New Year's Day meal of ribs and collard greens and black-eyed peas and deviled eggs and cornbread, that I ate a little extra yesterday just so I get my weight up, that's my starting weight to actually, so when I lose more weight, you know, push the up high, the maximum high right now, so I'll say, hey, man, I lost 22 pounds, you know, something like that. So that was the strategy.
There you go. That's how you pad the ratio.
Right.
Got out and played yesterday. Did a little scramble with some fellas from work. I just wanted to call in and tell everybody I apologize.
You didn't want to be there, though. So that's
no, I wanted to be there.
But no, the excuse is whenever you play bad in anything nowadays, you can pull the SEC excuse of, oh, we didn't want to be there. card. See, like Georgia didn't want to be there. So whenever you look at work today, if you ever really mess up today, if you're supposed to file the TPS report and it comes out that the numbers are thousands of dollars off and you got a bad day, say, oh, you know, I didn't want to be here today. If I mess up and say something stupid, I can just say, oh, I didn't want to be here today. And that's an excuse of, oh, okay, you're right. Well, we'll really think you're great again. I didn't want to be here today.
People good at making excuses, Mickey, aren't good at much else.
Great point.
You going out?
Yes. You?
Dang it, man, I want to. I really, really want to. It's... kids got a volleyball tournament this weekend, and I really, really want to, but man, I just can't stomach the money. It was expensive, Mickey. Like even for Mrs. Snaphook money, yeah. It was expensive.
Well, I would say y'all should drive really out there, but she couldn't drive to San Francisco and back, so that's good.
It'd take us a week. It'd take us a week to drive out there because I'd have to drive and sleep. I wouldn't let her drive. Ain't no way.
I do have good news for you. Ticket prices are falling like crazy, but the airlines, man, and the cost of living when you get out there, and it's tough. I get it. I'm looking forward to getting back on this side of the world next year with Atlanta as one of the semifinals and with New Orleans. And I think we got Indianapolis and Miami coming up. But, man, it's tough. It's just very tough.
Now, I've got a couple of fellas that are flying into Vegas and then driving.
Yeah.
How exactly are you getting out there, Mickey? Now I'll take it off there.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think that's very important, how I'm getting out there. I don't think that's... I had a friend. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
You had a very generous friend that offered you an opportunity to get out there in a convenient way on Monday morning.
Right. Very, very convenient Monday morning. So we're going to do the show here Monday. And then a very, 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 very good friend. Can I tell you what kind of friend this is, Zach? This is something that I don't know how you, I mean, how do you repay something like this for the guy, right?
Mm.
He's going to put me on his plane or his jet and take us out there. Well, because he knows that my wife's 34 weeks pregnant the day after, and I don't need to be gone forever. So I asked the guy yesterday. I asked the guy New Year's Eve night. I'm like, okay, man, like, I'm going to repay you for this somehow, some way. How about this response? Man, that's not what this is about. It's not about keeping score of friendship and you owe me this, and you had to... Pretty doggone classy there, huh?
Very nice move.
No doubt. 654 Roar. Scott is in beautiful 6 Mile, South Carolina, one of my favorite places. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. I hope you are.
We are very blessed.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, want to talk real quick. I think that the SEC is the best example of a fool's paradise I've seen. Just the actions and the comments of the fans, it speaks for itself. But real quick, something that stood out to me looking back was Chip Kelly and the way he hauled that DB Love around like a cheap cigarette card at a Williams-Brice game. Like he wanted to let everyone know this was the reason. They just seem to be the team. If you need an excuse, they'll give you one. But going forward, here's my question, Biggie. The loss that Georgia had, we could put a couple of those up there. Does it really have an impact next year? You know, you see some of these teams, they almost look like they don't, they're huffy that they didn't make the playoff or whatever the reason is. But does it really impact them going into next year in a negative way? And I'd like to get those thoughts off the air.
Thank you, Scott. I don't think, what do you think, Mr. 24? I mean, maybe a spot or two, but I don't think it's a major deal. Next year's team's next year's team.
Sure.
A team like, I mean, Kentucky's going to lose a lot. A team like Central Florida's going to lose a lot. Some of those teams maybe. Some of the teams like the one and doneers. But look, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan, Notre Dame, Florida, LSU. Those teams, Penn State. Those teams are always going to be ranked high. Georgia. Those teams are ranked every single high every single year. You think through all that. Let's go to our nation's capital where Joe checks in. Hey, Joe, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Man, how you doing, Mickey, man? Happy New Year to you and Zach Orr, man.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, I just want to say I know it's a slim chance, but I'm hoping that this appeal process can be taken care of before Monday. I know we got like 2 days left. Maybe Saturday they could make a decision. But I'm hoping that be the surprising gift that Dexter Lawrence gets. He gets to play in this last game before he goes pro. And also, Georgia is Georgia. The nerve of those guys to be trolling Notre Dame because they got blown out. They got blown out, too. And the Kirby Smart is the problem with that team. That's why they can't never get to the next level because of their coach. He's the problem. And if this coach wouldn't have went for it on fourth down with a fake punt, they might have been in the playoffs. But once again, he screwed it up. And he doesn't have that team together. So Georgia's who we thought they were. The coach couldn't get them up for the bowl game. They didn't want to be there, so they took another L. And that's what happens when you got bad coaching, pretty much. But I'm excited about Monday. I'm glad you're able to get out there, enjoy, and just bring back the good joy to us, Mick.
I hope so, Joe. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks for checking in. Hope you enjoy the nation's capital today. Today is media day at Clemson for the national championship. And I'm sure Dexter Lawrence and Dabo Swinney and Will Must. I mean, not Will. Sorry, I didn't. A little slip of the tongue there. Brent Venables will be asked about Dexter Lawrence and the appeal.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of the appeals, I don't feel good about any of the appeals, but there's still time, and I know they're still fighting and doing everything they can.
He was obviously not listed on the depth chart that Clemson released in their game notes.
Well, yesterday. So, yep. But we'll see. But maybe it'd be a bonus if you could do that. I feel very good about Clemson's chances if that could happen. But if I don't think that's going to happen. I do know something that's happening, though. Mr. Orr 24, get your pencil out, get your pen out, ready for this. Winner rate right now at Katichi is in effect for January and February. The calendar has turned over, and this is incredible. Shannon Howell, head golf professional, sent me a very nice email on New Year's Eve that in January and February at Katichi right now, Hartwell, Georgia, one of the most beautiful golf courses you'll ever play, including cart, 4250.
4250?
Yeah.
18 holes.
18 holes, including cart.
My goodness.
That is a great winner rate. We'd love for you to go by and see our friends at Katichi.
Can you do 4150?
I'll kick an extra buck for you. 4250, man. That's what a deal. What a great bargain. That's unbelievable. Go by and see our great friends at Katichi, CATEECHE.com. That's just January and February. And, you know, we still have a lot of really good days in January and February. So pick you out a great weather day and head on over. Tell them you heard about it here and get that $42.50 winner special at Katichi. To find out more, CATEECHE.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Phone calls, texts, tweets, reaction Monday. More right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
All right, Peloton, keep it going. Thanks for riding with me today. You're halfway through this 30-minute hip-hop ride.
Double your money and make a stack.
For all my first-time Peloton riders, how far will you go this year? Remember, your finish line is just the beginning. Get after it.
Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, gonna throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the hash to the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well,
if you don't like the Tom Petty version of this, let me explain to you. Let's hear. Man, it burst me up. Is the end of the line? Thank you, Zach. Appreciate that. Canty Foundation Specialists, a foundation repair company in beautiful Camden, South Carolina, and in beautiful Spartanburg, South Carolina, now over the entire state, in the upstate, and doing a great job. Foundation repair services for bowing foundation walls, for foundation settlement, for tilting chimneys, for sticking doors, for sticking windows, for tilting or leaning walls. They offer quality products, proven services. They offer professional experience to permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. They get it to you with a free quote. So let them come in. Let them take care of you. Any of those cracks, any of those sunken stuff, any of the foundation issues you might have, think about Canty. No obligation phone call, free estimate. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty, canfixit.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty. canfixit.com. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our phone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our Northland Communication phone line, on our healthcare text line, 986-1566, and on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr24 on Twitter. Skip says, Mickey Plotter, you are truly in Ric Flair air, rare air, private jet flying, limousine riding, son of a gun. I'm going to have a hard time keeping these alligators down. I'm tickled to death. Your opportunity to fly private, it will spoil you. From now on, you will loathe commercial airlines. Nothing like waking up in your engineer's sleep bed. I might take my engineer's sleep mattress on there playing with us. That'd be good. Roger writes in, we spent a week talking about Georgia as one of the top four teams. Going to be quiet this week. Georgia is, I love when Justin writes in, when you realize you aren't one of the top four teams, and it's Wilson shaking his head like, huh? Got a lot of SEC people on there now, and a lot of SEC haters. People wouldn't hate the SEC if it wasn't rubbed in your nose so much, and rubbed in your face so much, and shoved down your throat so much. To which my buddy Tim texted in this morning that SEC, it just means more, but sometimes it doesn't mean anything. That's your new slogan tagline. It just means more unless we don't really want it to mean more. Tom Fornelli, a national writer, says, listen, the SEC hasn't lost a bowl game it wanted to win in 40 years, okay? To which someone's replied, well, they lost one in 2016. Remember that one. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I think an interesting text. Kyle texts in, how do you think Brent Venables will look to stop Alabama's quick slants? Tua throws an awful lot of those. Tua throws like a lot of pre-snap read stuff. That is kind of predetermined read stuff. Well, number one, the top way you stop the slant is you get your hands up.
Get your hands up.
Defensive linemen have to bat the slant down.
You know who's really good at that?
Christian Wilkins.
Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence. Get your hands up. The other way you do it is linebackers get down there and fill that little lane a little bit. If they get really, really, really wide, then the physical corner has to do that. I will tell you this. I don't think the slant beats Clemson. I think the deep ball would be something that beats Clemson. Zach, I said this in the first hour. We're going to dive into Alabama in this hour, next hour, and then a bunch of the next 2 days, next 3 days, actually, because we got Monday show here. I think that it's going to be very difficult to drive the football on these two defenses. I think that you will see chunk plays, huge plays. Both of these offenses have thrived on long scoring and long, huge chunk plays. I think going into your 15th game of the year, you don't change who you are. Whichever defense deals with the chunk plays the best, I think, wins the game.
I'm not nervous for this game yet. It's really? Too early, right?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
This game's gravy, man. This game's just an opportunity, is all it is. Just an opportunity.
Nope. No.
Oh, yeah, just an opportunity.
It's a moment to go seize.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Will and D. West writes in, did I hear SEC chant by Texas fans last night? You did?
Oh, you did.
You also heard the overrated chant last night.
Texture gets in this morning. Austin Bryant, Isaiah Simmons, or Kayvon Wallace, who have the biggest game on D?
We hope Austin Bryant.
Yeah. Austin Bryant had a great game against Notre Dame.
Cotton Bowl most valuable player, defensive most valuable player.
Unbelievable game. We didn't talk about that at all on Monday.
Nope. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Let's get Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing great, and Happy New Year to both you and Zach. I hope you had a great holiday. You know, in honor of the great American president, George Herbert Walker Bush, who did pass away in 2018, you know, he gave us 1,000 points of light. Mick, I want to touch on three of his points of light. Point number one, Notre Dame, all you succeeded in doing is making yourself a laughingstock of college football. That and robbing NBC of another 7 years of mediocre football. Mick, that contract goes until 2025. So, college football fan, you get to watch at 2 o'clock Notre Dame and Navy. Who cares? Point number two, South Carolina, we threw you a softball. We handed you a layup in Virginia, in the Belt Bowl, and you couldn't even get that right. South Carolina, stay in the SEC. You can't handle the ACC pressure. You stay where you are. Stay with Vanderbilt. Stay with Kentucky. Oh, wait. You lost to Kentucky. Never mind. Skip that. Stay with Ole Miss, because that's about the level that you are. We don't need you. And please, God, don't lose to North Carolina and the greatest retread hire come August. in Charlotte, the same place where you ended your season, with a big goose egg. Point number three, Mickey. Georgia, we've begged you and begged you and begged you to play big boy football. We've begged you to sign a contract with Clemson to play every single year. We'll play August. We'll play September 1st. It doesn't matter. Call up and cancel that contract with UC San Obispo out in California and cancel the contract with Delta State and play Clemson. And maybe, just maybe, you won't have to worry about being relinquished to a mid-major bowl like the Sugar Bowl last night. And the way you showed up, guys, adapt the Dabo Swinney plan. Twitter is bad. Don't get on social media. You spent too much time tweeting about how great you were. You forgot to show us, the general public, just how great you were. Instead, you showed us exactly what you were. Still looking up. Kirby, you look pretty out there with your hair and your visor. I know you got wannabes going through your bloodstream, but you're not there yet, bud. You're not there. And just because you have top five recruiting classes doesn't mean you can coach them. And I expect the same next year from the University of Georgia. Mickey, Zach, God bless America. God bless George Herbert Walker Bush. Go Tigers. And we'll see you on the other side. Oh, and by the way, I'm not sitting on that fence this year, Mickey. I'm firmly on the right side of truth, justice, and the Clemson way. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Travis is in Anderson, south of the Electric City. Good morning, Travis. How you doing?
Doing good, Mickey. I think my IQ just dropped 2 points listening to that. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in on on the bowl game and on a couple of articles I read. I read an article just to happen upon it yesterday, last night. I think the website is RollTideRoll.com. And the person who wrote the article was pretty much that they were saying Brian Kelly was right, that it wasn't a blowout, that Clemson's game against Notre Dame wasn't a blowout. And I was sitting there and I'm reading this article, and then they had another article also that was tied in with this one as to why the Oklahoma game was worse than what it appeared by points. And I'm sitting there going, they're trying to convince themselves. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm reading these articles, and I'm like, it's almost like Alabama is trying to convince themselves that Clemson's not that good. And I just thought it comical. But if you get a chance, and then like I said, I'm pretty sure that's the website. I think it's RollTideRoll.com is the website if you can find it. But just a couple of interesting articles. I mean, this cat went into all kind of statistics, and I mean, it was almost like it was hilarious sitting there reading it.
Well, let me answer a couple of those. I appreciate the phone call, Travis. Thanks a lot for checking in with us. Just a couple of things here. The article said that it was that what Brian Kelly said, it was just chunk plays. It was four big plays that were different in the game. Now, true. But they still count for yards, right? Isn't that part of it? When you play Clemson's offense, don't you know that big plays are a big part of what they do? Don't you have to stop big plays? Wasn't one of the things that Notre Dame fans felt best about was it going into the game itself that Notre Dame was among the best teams in the country in limiting big plays on defense?
Correct.
So what the heck is Brian Kelly talking about? That it was just four plays that were the difference in the game. And now let me give you as far as, because I read the article. What's more impressive, Mr. Orr 24, 26 first downs to 17 or 28 first downs to 26?
What's more impressive?
Yeah, I'll do A or B. A, 26 to 17 in first downs, or B, 28 to 26 in first downs?
26-17.
Right. That was what Clemson had 26 first downs. Notre Dame had 17. Alabama had 28 first downs. Oklahoma had 26. What's more impressive? A, 538 yards of total offense compared to 248. Or 528 compared to 471.
A.
That's what Clemson had. Clemson had 538 yards. Notre Dame had 248. Alabama had 528. Oklahoma had 471. What's more impressive in rushing yards, 211 to 88 with A, or B, 200 to 163?
It's Clemson.
Right.
It's Clemson.
What's more impressive with passing yards, 327 to 160 in A, or B, 328 to 308?
It's still Clemson. It's A.
So what is it? Try to convince yourself if you want to. Look, Alabama's might be better than Clemson. They're a 6-point favorite going into the game. They're probably better, but you don't have to downplay Clemson's deal because they had big plays. So, let me ask you something, Brian sure. Kelly. Since when does a 52-yard touchdown pass, a 42-yard touchdown pass, a 19-yard touchdown pass, and a 62-yard run, since when did that like turn into giving up those like positive for you? Like, you know, we just gave up four plays. When did it turn into, do we have to spin it so much that we could turn a 52, 42, 19, and 62-yard touchdowns as positive news for you? It's like we want to give that up because then we can say, well, it was a big play. Of course it is. To be honest with you, I'd rather score that way, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But how Brian Kelly can turn that into just big plays, not that much time. I don't know, bro. And Brian Kelly, he tried to play the Julian Love injury card. Would Julian Love's injury on defense mean anything to Ian Book going 17 to 34 for 160 yards, no touchdowns and one interception? How does that help Ian Book at all?
While he's not on the field with Ian Book, I mean, you could argue the momentum would be different going into that game, right? Maybe Ian gets more opportunities to have the ball. Gets the ball back a little bit quicker, more comfortable.
Would it help Dexter Williams, 16 carries, 54 yards?
Probably not.
No touchdowns?
No.
Would it have helped Fink or Claypool or Williams or Boykin in the passing game at all? You scored 3 points, bruh. You scored three. What did Julian Love have to do with 3 points on offense? He had 248 yards of offense. Chunk plays still count, and chunk plays will be the single biggest, I think, the single biggest factor in Monday night's game. Mr. Orr 24, when we come back, I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts about the game that we don't normally talk about here, being huge factors Monday night. Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service. As a matter of fact, I have to call back Russell. Call me the last couple of days. I need to get back in touch with him and talk much more about the dates. And they will start finding out more about dates. Friends, it's 2019. It is time now to think about your taxes. This month, they will begin filing your taxes for you. They'll begin doing your taxes here this week and next week or whenever you start getting some information back. And they'll start filing these on the very first day to be able to file. And people will maximize their returns. Look, this is a complicated tax code this year. This is the most complicated tax code, the most changes we've had since 1986. Take advantage of that with our friends at the Patterson's Tax Service. 859-8289, 800-859-8289. Like so many people that I know, that you need these these refunds as fast as possible. Let the Patterson's Tax Service do that. Also, a lot of people depend on maximizing that tax return. Let them maximize that for you. I've never met anybody that ever changed. It's our great friends at the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. They can do your taxes anywhere you hear my voice. When I saw William, I was thinking William in Georgia, but it's William in TR, Scott in Greenville. And I'll tell you some key factors to Monday night that aren't normally factors as much. We'll talk about it after a short break.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
You've You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99. Featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country, the Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
Hey, take your hat off for me over there. Let me see what you got working with. What you working with over there?
And get a little shaggy. A little bit shaggy. I'll tell you about Roosters. Been to Roosters yet?
I have not.
Need to go. They'd love to get ahead of the year. You got good hair, buddy.
Thank you.
It's one of your strengths.
Mm.
The American cultural icon of the barbershop is back, but it's with a modern touch. I love my time at Roosters, a place to relax, a place to get good conversation, a place to get a classic great haircut, a classic shave, get that straight razor on the back of the neck, get that, the royal treatment, the hot towel treatment, the massage, the neck massage, the head massage. Treat yourself. Let the ladies take care of you at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. Let me give you a two factors, Mr. Or 24, that aren't normally huge factors in games, but will be this week. Number one, in-game injuries. Did you notice how like Christian Miller went down and Quinnen Williams went down? All the Notre Dame players went down, including Julian Love. In-game injuries, and you don't know who it is and where it's coming from. By the time you play the 15th game, and Clemson has some they're not divulging right now, right? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Clemson has several injuries that they're divulging right now. They don't want the opponent to know. But there's a couple of big stars at Clemson that aren't 100% right now. End of the year, man. This is what it is. This is what when you play 15 games, this is what it's about. The attrition. In-game injuries will be big Monday night, in my opinion. Agree or disagree?
I would agree with that.
And number two, how the game was officiated, and what I specifically mean.
What's the crew? Where are they from?
Don't know. I wish Muscle Man was back, though. I got big arms, man. That guy's good. specifically in a couple different areas. Late hits, hitting the quarterback, stuff like that. And the second part of it, and most importantly, how will they let the guys play out on the perimeter? Will they let them hand fight? Will they let the defensive backs be physical with the wide receivers? How many times do you see it? We see it all up and down the bowl season. Oh, really? It's become the last two or three years of football. On those back shoulder throws, on those fade routes, on those vertical passes, they're chicken fighting all the way down the field, and there's contact. Are they going to let them play or not? Alabama likes to go vertical. Clemson likes to go vertical. Both of them have big defensive backs, physical defensive backs, like to get their hands on the wide receivers. I think it's a big part. I think officiating will be a big part of this. Agree?
I mean, you would hope it's not a huge part of it, though, right?
But it's going to be. These two teams are going to put pressure on those corners on the edge to make plays, and the corners are going to get their hands on guys. Will it be ticky-tack, or will it be you got to mug somebody? We'll see.
Getting a couple of texts saying Big Ten officials for Monday.
Interesting. William is in Traveler's Rest. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on through that break, buddy. How you doing?
After going to Roosters, I think I had to take about 10,000 pictures from a second identity with Notre Dame fans over the weekend.
It's a curse.
It was hard, man.
It's a curse. But you do well with it.
Yeah, and I don't think you'll have to worry about William from Georgia calling in today. He probably doesn't want to be here. But
We didn't hear from him before the game on Monday, and I does not have a route this morning. I don't know, man. I don't want to hear from the guy. Hadn't heard from him.
I thought I'd met the most arrogant fan base after a beatdown in Ohio State, but I was mistaken, Mickey. Talking, I don't know how many Notre Dame fans after the game, seeing some of the restaurants, chatting with the bars, I do nothing but compliment their team about, you know, their tradition, their history. Oh, my goodness, we're coming there. That's going to be an awesome trip in a couple of years. They have nothing good to say about Clemson, nothing good about the win. It was all luck. Who is Clemson? Where are y'all at anyway? Are y'all a public school or private school? Oh, y'all are public. Let me stick my nose up a little bit more at you guys. Y'all must not be anything. Did you get any of that while you were there? Because I really thought Ohio State was the worst, and I don't think it's close.
Well, I got that. I think a little bit of that is the North. The second part of it, there's so many of the Subway alumni that's a part of that. I saw Notre Dame people talking down to servers and bartenders. And I think a little bit of that maybe is the North a little bit. But I tell you what I noticed more than anything else after talking to several fans there of their Notre Dame fans and people from all over the country. I didn't realize it was this much. But I talked to one Notre Dame student who said, and it's contradicting because people say, I heard this over and over and over. I didn't go to Notre Dame, but I'm Catholic, so I pulled for Notre Dame. But I talked to a Notre Dame student, a Notre Dame graduate, and she said, I said, what, like, how big is Mass on Sundays? You don't go to Mass? She said, no, I grew up Catholic. Nobody goes to Mass on Sundays there. And it's not, students don't go to Mass. So it's kind of a contradiction, you know, like the, what these people identify with really is not going on according to the one person I talked to. It was no one wanted to give Clemson any credit. It was all about their head coach making excuses about Julian Love's injury being a big deal, you know, big deal. And it was, but it wasn't the biggest deal.
Yeah, it still, like you said, didn't change how their offense played. But it was so bad. We were at the airport coming back Sunday, And we're talking to a bunch of Clemson fans, and hey, you know, how was the trip, blah, 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 and asking them, hey, did y'all run into a bunch of Notre Dame fans and talking about this? And we're standing there all talking, and all of a sudden a woman comes up and taps on the shoulder, and is the only person that came up and said anything and I swear she overheard us talking about this, and she just came up and, you know, was extremely nice about it, and Clemson played great, and everything else, and we just all kind of chuckled. It was like, yeah, I guess you heard us talking, huh? And that seemed to be the reason she came up. But injuries, how are Ross and Higgins?
I think they're banged up. I think that they're banged up, but I don't know to what extent. And these things, the way I understand it, hamstrings or groins or whatever they have there, that those won't get better. Hopefully they don't get worse, but they won't be any better between now and Monday, I wouldn't think. Maybe a little bit of rest, but those are just nagging little injuries that happen in the 15th game of the year. But and I think ETN as well. I think ETN has a hamstring. I think he's definitely – you could tell in the pull-away on the 62-yard run, he didn't like his normal speed self. But you got to get through it now. Everybody's got them now. Everybody's banged up now.
And those are the worst because you never know when they're just going to pop up and
right.
You can't move. And,
right.
Because we saw them go to the tent, and it's like, oh, goodness, hopefully there's not anything wrong. But the game was in check at that point, so we thought maybe they just weren't coming back because the game was in hand. But
yeah.
Anyway, just curious.
Well,
go Tigers. Hope everyone has a safe trip, and we'll see you out there,
Megan. Sounds great, William. Appreciate the phone call. William going out to California, to Cali.
You know what? Travis looked okay pulling away in the 62-yarder.
He didn't look as fast as he normally looks.
He didn't have to be as fast as he normally was.
Well, he's faster than Notre Dame safety, but I'm talking about his normal burst. I didn't think he looked the same, but looked okay. I didn't think he looked as quick in the... And I thought the turf was a little spongy, though.
I thought Justin Ross looked plenty fast in that game.
Yeah, but he's banged up.
I haven't seen anything about that. I saw some stuff about T. Higgins, but not Justin.
Higgins got a hamstring, right? Or groin?
Groin.
Yeah. We'll see. Scott is in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing?
Nikki, freaking Plata. How you been, bud?
Great. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year.
You too,
bud. That baby coming. Going to be a good 2019 for you.
It's you know what's crazy is that, like, Clemson's playing Alabama for the national championship, and my mind's elsewhere, you know? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But
Clemson playing for the national title. Dallas hosting a playoff game. It's a great 2019, man.
To be honest with you, I didn't know they were.
Yeah. Hey, why is it – well, I'm going to answer my own question when I say this, but, well, I'll just tell you. I got to thinking, all I've heard last year, the year before, is that whenever Clemson beats somebody, that team is either overrated or didn't belong.
Yep.
So I got to thinking about it. Why is that? Well, let's look at where we're at. We are in, would you say we're in the heart of college football country?
Oh, Clemson? Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. How many times has Georgia been to the college football playoffs since this existed?
Once.
Okay. And they played for that one national title, right?
Right. 1-1 in the playoffs so far, yes.
How many SEC West teams besides Alabama have even made it?
Zero.
Okay. How many SEC East teams have made it?
Georgia's the only one.
Okay. And no ACC team has made it.
Florida State did first year. Florida State made it the very first year.
Florida State made it the first year. I'm sorry. So they're with Georgia, right?
Right.
So out of the heart of college football, four teams have even made it. Two of those teams have only made it once. The other two teams have made it almost every year. We only missed it the first year. Mickey, they're just jealous.
Oh, of course. Knew that.
And, you know, we sit there. Okay, you're talking about conferences a while ago. The entire SEC conference is pulling for Alabama.
I don't know about that.
A lot of it is. Mickey,
I think a lot of it is. I don't think Auburn fans are pulling for Alabama. And okay. I'll be honest with you, I don't think Tennessee fans are pulling for Alabama. And if I was a Georgia fan, I definitely wouldn't be pulling for Alabama.
I got a story about Tennessee fans pulling for Alabama. I went to the Tennessee-Kentucky game, and when Mississippi State guy scored a touchdown and a phantom flag came out, I got ripped to shreds by a Tennessee fan mocking me and laughing at me about phantom flags and how they don't exist and Alabama's the greatest team this and
That's
game.
The weak Alabama fans don't chant that for the most part. That's the weak part of you. That's the fact that that my two legs can't stand, so I got to stand on somebody else's legs kind of thing.
I agree with that.
I know this, and I talked to a lot of Alabama fans. I got texts from Alabama fans on. Alabama doesn't care about the SEC.
They're the top of it.
Right. Right. I find it hard to believe that LSU is pulling for Alabama. And if you are, you're making a big mistake. The best thing that happened to LSU is that Alabama fall back to where they were under the Mike Shula days.
Right.
So if you're Tennessee, you're crazy to be pulling for Alabama. You want them to get down so you can actually go and get recruits again and get your program back up again. You'd be crazy to pull for them. Anyway, Scott, good point.
You're logically thinking about it.
I know.
And that's exactly why I don't pull for the ACC, because we recruit against all those teams.
Right. And I'll tell you, I was pulling for Kentucky yesterday, because Clemson recruits against Penn State more than they do Kentucky, even though the ACC-SEC thing. Hour number three, right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance